bag itself is questionable because the tea bag itself, the leaves have not been cooked beforehand. Question. Our meaning is not to put anything which hasn't been cooked into a Kaddish Sheni. In the Kaddish Shlishi we spoke about, we said that's also questionable because some posts can take on that tea leaves in a tea bag are Kali HaBishl B'Yosa. They cook very easily, and therefore even in a Kaddish Shlishi they can be cooked. And therefore, many poskim hold that one should not put one should not put tea bag even into a Kaddish Shlishi. Not everyone holds that. Moshe and others hold that we only know what Chazal say can get caught in a Kaddish Shlishi, special fish, but we can't make our own gazeres up. And therefore, a Moshe holds that one may make a tea bag in a Kaddish Shlishi. The nice and many poskim disagree on this point. When it comes to cook, the granules that we get, and the Nescafe, all this has been already cooked. Even though, I think we spoke about this when we did a Bishul, there are some new coffee jars that have come out now which have got, let's say, 85% cooked, and 15% of it has not been cooked. That could be a problem. Just look at a coffee jar. But the normal general Nescafe Gold Blend, the new normal Nescafe that one uses, that normally has been cooked. So strictly speaking, that could be put into a Kaddish Sheni, we said. Because they bishl achabishl, therefore in a Kaddish Sheni you can put. Some are machmir not to put in a Kaddish Sheni, they put in a Kaddish Shlishi. The reason for that, we said, was two reasons, right? Slight chashashas. One is that they're worried that it hasn't been fully cooked in the factory, and by you putting in the hot water, you complete the cooking process, and therefore they don't want to put in a Kaddish Sheni, they put in a Kaddish Shlishi. And others say that after the cooking process in the factory, it gets like steam dried. That could be called baked, and that might undo the bishul, and therefore, because of that, they want to be machmir in a Kaddish Shlishi. What we did speak about was there, and I didn't speak that clear enough last week, and that is that when it comes to liquids, the Mishnah Berurah seems to have a chumrah of maybe there's a problem with tzviya. I mean, even though we hold ein tzviya ba'oichlim, liquids seem to be more problematic. We explained already the Ben Ishchai says, because liquids are the actual paint, that is the actual dye. So it could be liquids are more problematic. The Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chav, Sifkot Nun Vov, he there is talking about Pesach actually, where people have an Indian to mix wine. I mean, it's really ideally for Pesach, one should have red wine. And people can't manage red wine, so they have the white wine, which is apparently not so strong, and then dilute it with red wine. You must realize, in that case there, that's worse than a cup of coffee and tea, because there you want the colour. There you want the wine to be red. That already is a Mokum Lahachmeh in that place where you want the colour in Dafka. So there the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if you change the order around of what would normally be done, that means normally, it was explained a few times, that normally when you make a dye, you put the water in first, and then you put the colouring agent. So if you put the colouring agent in first, and then you put the water, that's okay. So over here, if you put the red wine first, and then the yellow wine, that should be okay. That's what I don't know if I spoke that clear enough last week, but that's the chayah, what should come out. When it comes to coffee and tea, the Mishnah Berurah does bring a chumrah about tzviya. Well, that's a very bechidish way there, because there no one's a mechabin at all for, no one's got intention at all for colouring, and therefore that's a mamish, a big mochum, a big chumrah, and we were more worried about moilid last week than we were about tzviya. Okay. Coming to the new topic today, I must say I was in Tesco last week, I think it was Tesco actually, yeah, mamish. I tell you, it's a sight to see there on the aisles there, the different assortments of toilet cleaners you can get. So, let's just talk about the toilet cleaner. I'm going to try. I bought one actually, one time I bought. This is actually a very good one, really, because you can do it in two ways. I'm not going to bring a toilet in here. This, and I'm going to try it out, but this one over here sits in the rim of the toilet. If you put it on the rim of the toilet, you put this stuff in, I think blue colour comes out. What? You put this on the rim of the toilet. Listen carefully to what I'm saying over here, because it's the first case we're talking about. You put it in the rim of the toilet. When you flush the chain, there's a liquid which accumulates here. When you flush the chain, then all the water in the Beis HaKiseh becomes lovely and blue. There's an assortment of colours. You can get green, you can get pink. And mommy, you name it, you can get it. So the chayra, the first problem that comes to mind over here, the chayra, is a problem of surveyor. Can anyone tell why it's not surveyor? Anyone?
You don't want the water.
What?
You don't want the water.
What do you want to do? Yeah, it's an interesting point what you're saying, but can I ask you, I don't know, you have to ask, it's a good point what you're saying. He's saying, the mice say, you don't want the colouring in the water, but I must tell you, you must be wrong what you're saying, because, I'll tell you why, in the shops, you can buy colourless ones. Yeah. So why are you going for the one which got colour in?
I can't see that.
Smell, I don't think there's a difference actually between the two. It's a mentality. It's just a mentality. That means I come into your base of kids there and I see there's a nice blue water there, it's been cleaned. So I think it's we want it. It's a nichele. The person very much wants it. And I say the truth. The thing is, you must realize if someone goes to someone else's house, then very often maybe it doesn't make a difference to him. But if a husband and a wife and a thing, then you can often understand that a person wants the colour. It looks nice in the toilet. It's shown that it's been cleaned. And therefore, the chur, I think there's a very big mockum there to hold that you want the tzver, which is psikresh and nichali. So as you pull the water down, the water goes over, it gushes over it, and that's mamish, you want it. The chur, that's a tzver which you really want. And don't tell me that the water is oichlin, and therefore there's ein tzver ba oichlin, because... The mashkin, because that's not true. That mashkin is not oichlin. You're not going to drink that water. You're not going to drink that water. Therefore, that's not allowed. Like we said, the moshel, these vases. People have got vases, and they want to color the vase water. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's called an oichlin mashkin. Therefore, it's the serious problem.
So he
is who does it. All right, let's do one. That's case number one. There are different sorts of these things. I'm going to go through all of them. This, it's not managed right, this, but it's a very similar thing, which I couldn't really see this now when I look for it now in the shop, but you can get, it looks like, that you put in the cistern.
No.
Means you, what? Hold on one. You can put in the cistern like this. That means, I didn't see them in the shop, so when I looked for it, I couldn't find it. So all the ones that I found that were hanging were actually in the rim of the Beis HaKissi. But it looks like there is one that you do sell where you put it in the cistern itself, and it hangs down in the cistern. That's one case. And then you've got another one that's just like a block. The block drops down to the bottom and it colours the water. And every time you flush the chain, the water, old water goes out and new water comes in. Those are the three different types that are around. Let's talk about number one first of all, the one on the rim of the Beis HaKissi. That is a serious problem because when you flush the chain and the water comes out, that's your koyach. That is a direct action of you. The chain flushes. The water gushes down, it's mamish koichoi of yours, which is going down and making the water colour. I say, there's obviously the colour is light, you get different colours, people want that. That, the chayra, is a problem. There are poskim who are meikel. I must say, I don't really understand the svaros of why people are meikel. I can tell you, I mean, the Rabbi Simon Shor, the big poskim, he wanted to make this thing. I say a few of the svaros, he says, one of the svaros is only as a man kotzer, it's only for a short time. So I'm not sure what I mean. The mice and severe is a man kotzer, is also awesome. And then he says another svaro is that the it's a psip racial nichali. It's you don't really want the colour there. I'm not sure, I don't understand what I mean. I mean, I'm sure you knew what you were saying, I just don't understand what it means, the mice. The chayra, a person wants the colour. That the whole colour, the whole essence of this is to make the colour. Maestro Shlomo Zalman brings it to Simon Abishol. He actually is chodeh with him. He goes through him. He doesn't like. He's not happy with what he says. And I read that Loshon Mitzvah Shlomo. The soiv cost of soiv dova. The end of the matter is, says Shlomo Zalman, Neiran Aliyas Daiti Sherotzu Ma'oy Limonem Bezer Shabbos. It's very fitting to hold back from these ones on Shabbos. Ki Rakat Sever Nika V'Lo Achitu. What you do? What is coming out here? Here is not the cleansing process. What you were saying. And the detergent is not recognizable, it's the colouring that's recognizable. What happens in the water, you can't see it's being clean. I mean, obviously you know it's being clean, but the main purpose over here, it looks like Rav Shlomo says, is that the water is coloured. And therefore, L'chayra, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, wants to hold back from this. In the Shemit HaLevi, in Chelech Ches, in Mekos HaMazayin, he also writes, Darki L'chayrois, my opinion is like this, Imu Sabon Sevea, if it's a colourful one, I hold one should be machme in this. Kevin Shub Sik Rasha. Since the Psik Rasha, we are talking Shenichle, and it's very fitting to understand that a person wants this. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner are both taking on that one should not use it on Shabbos. In Erech Shabbos as well, in Peret Tezvov, Siv Samadalid, he also is machme with this. Astor Shabbos Akise, he says, which is put there for colouring the water. One should not flush the chain on Shabbos. Mishum should surveyor the mine. So what do you do? Someone asked before. So what do you do? Someone goes to you. What?
Is it
nonsense to take out? Oh, one minute. So the Maestro, what do you do now? The Maestro, someone's got this in his Beis HaKissi. He forgot to take out before Shabbos. I might tell you, look, I was once on holiday, from where it was, and I had one of these blocks in the toilet on the cistern. So I must have heard a shit from someone who said, I want to try and take it out. I tell you, as our mess, I can't believe what I made. It's impossible to take the Mount Ramesh. It crumbles up. I think the whole of Shabbos, the basic is, it was dirty with that water. Not dirty, it was supposed to be clean. But it was that colour. I couldn't, the colour was so strong. When you take it out, it just falls apart. It's got very, very strong colouring. Very, very strong colouring. And it's very hard to remove. But we're talking about the one in the room. The one in the room is much easier. That's this one over here. So before Shabbos, the best thing to do, he says, is to take it out. That's the best. Before Shabbos, take this out before Shabbos. Now, we're talking about a situation where one didn't. So you forgot to take it out before Shabbos. And now you want to use the basic kissing. So he says over here, very interesting what he says. If someone forgot to take it out before Shabbos, or you've gone to somewhere where you found this thing out, it's in the basic kissing, they didn't take it out. So in Yesh Lochus Lechobed Abriyas, so there's a problem with Kol Abriyas, you can't use the toilet, it's a problem. There's a mockum to be lenient to take out this thing. Obviously, if one could take it out with a shinui, because it's pashtus muksa. This thing is pashtus muksa. It's a muksa machas gufoi. It's useless as it is. It's got no other stanchus. And therefore, it's muksa machas gufoi. So ideally, one should try to take it out with kalachiyat. Now, I must tell you, it's very hard to do that. You try and take it out with your foot. You're going to make yourself a right mess there. Then I wouldn't like to go to the basic issue afterwards. You make more of a mess there than the one. So, to take out with your finger, if a person can do that, it's the best. I'm just telling you advice, Rabbi Yisai, it's very, very messy. So if you're in someone else's house, and you want to do this, make sure you put something underneath it as you lift it out, because it drops down, it's very strong stuff. So ideally, one should take out kalachayat. If a person can't take it out in an abnormal way... Yeah, but that's better if you could take it out. It's better to do the Issa of Muksa rather than the Issa of Tzaveah. The best thing to do is to take out Kelachayat if one can. If one can't do Kelachayat, Yesh Lahoke Lahosh Sachayim Azeh, Shu Muksa Maz Gufoy, Ma Asla, we say it's just rugged. You can do it with your foot. If you can't do it with your foot, there are many possible makers to take out B'yadayim, straight out. Because it's Kovod Habriyas, and for Kovod Habriyas to move Muksa in such a case, many possible how one can do. So Simba's asking over here, what happens to the mice you can't take out? It's like a stuck somewhere, you're in someone else's house. What?
You can do it behind. Either way, you take the water behind.
Yeah, but first of all, it might be very messy. If you take it out, where are you going to put it? So it's sometimes very awkward. Sometimes it might be stuck in there very well. I don't have too many details. But the mice is not always so easy to take out. It's not always so easy to take out. So what does one do? Is like someone else's house, for example, you feel embarrassed to take it out, what are you going to do? Put it back afterwards, and what are you going to do? What? Leave it outside. You won't be invited there again, I don't think. So, if the mice, a person stuck somewhere where his mummy, she can't do anything about it, look, one has to, it's Kovod Habriyas, then the Chora, I know it sounds funny, but no one's watching anyway, the Chora, the best aid is to flush the change, Kalachiyat. So you fold the chain, Kalachiyat, you use your elbow or your little finger, or do a shinui in flushing the chain, the Chora, that's the eitzah that one would have if one's stuck. Sorry?
The pull one's fine, the ones that go in.
Yeah, it's not so easy to do, but it's typical. The mice, it's best to sort this out before Shabbos. That is the one round the rim of the Beis HaKissi. The ones in the cistern, that means the ones in the top. Now, the one that works like this, let's say it's hanging down from the top of the cistern, yeah, it's hanging into it. So let's say this... No, on top. I'm talking about the cistern, not on top. First, I must tell you, opening this up on Shabbos is a serious problem of boina and soisa. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Let's say it's off. The lid is off. So we're not involving a problem of boina and soisa. But let's say this is a cistern, right? So you put your thing inside here. You can't really see from here. If it's hanging halfway, what happens is you must be very interesting. What happens if it hangs halfway? So the water empties out. All the blue water empties out. Then new water comes in. What color would that new water be to start with?
White.
The blue only comes as it hits halfway. That is zichah groma, it's indirect. Hu adin, I must tell you.
Why is it not koyach, right?
Because it's indirect. It's koyach, it's not direct.
You've not.
Yeah, but the water comes in up.
You flush, you're causing the water.
They're causing. You just said the word itself. You're causing the water now to come out. That's not koyach, it's not direct action. The water, when you flush the chain, the direct water that comes from your flushing hits the thing. That's called surveyor. That's called your koyach. When the water is indirectly coloured, that's already called a groma. That's already much more lenient. Hu adin, I must tell you, even the blocks that are there at the bottom of the sink, that's also because you flush the chain, the new water comes in afterwards, and that gets coloured. That's also not koyach, that's groma. So there's definitely more mokum to be more lenient on the ones in the system than there is around the rim. Again, lechera ideally, he's not clear on this. He brings over here the what's his name? He speaks of aliens with a mikrosha choim and munah beis hakibul. Says the orach shabbos na orach at the bottom in the place where this stuff is held at the beis hakibul in the cistern. Motzu sheinamayim no from the bekerach rishon. It doesn't come straight onto it. Rak laachashin l'tmalei. V'yesh la'ayin yavet tzvi ha'osim in atoira. It's not clear where that's mutar. I don't know if one is lechatchila allowed to do it. Lechoira lechatchila one should take it out from there as well. But there's certainly more mokum lahokka. If someone goes to someone's house where that is, that's definitely more lenient. Whether one can lechatchila leave it in one's cistern, I'm not sure about. I don't know. The Maisa, there's a good mokum to be lenient here because the grom, it's indirect. Even though we don't allow grommer just stammers, though, we don't allow indirect actions on Shabbos, but it's the specific ratio of a grommer. I have to check, is that mamish? If they're in a cistern, you can leave it a chatchila. Not posh. I would have thought it's better to take out, but there's definitely more mokum lahokal when it's in the cistern than when it's round the rim. So again, round the rim and it's coloured, that is a serious problem. So one should take out the whole Shabbos. One didn't take out the whole Shabbos, then one can take it out even on Shabbos itself. One has to. If one can't take it out, one does it with a shinui. If it's on the top, in the cistern itself, that's certainly more kurdik. And Bishab, but the Eved Zicha is definitely a mockum to be leaning there to flush the chain. One can flush the chain like normal, because it's a grommer. Whether one can leave it in there, lechatchila, I mean, before Shabbos, one puts it in specially to leave it on there in order to color the water, I'm not 100% sure. I would have thought there is a mockum, I'll have to check it out. There's one other problem that the Urcha Shabbos speaks about, which is also very interesting. That's the Chiddush of the Urcha Shabbos over here. Is even in the colourless one. Let's talk about the colourless one. So the chayyim, what's the problem with that? Well, there's no problem. So the question is there, is there a problem of moidi d'reach? We've learnt before, we've spoken about before in the shir, that you mustn't scent water on Shabbos. Mr. Brewer speaks it out. The kohenim, they used to have a minig that the kohenim, when they wash their hands, they used to pour some soap or some scent into the water to make it smell nice. When the kohenim washed his hands, he had this nice smell on his hands from the water. That's not allowed. Here, the chayra, there's a very interesting thing over here, very interesting taina, that even the colourless one, is the water is getting scented, and therefore it's an issur moidi d'reach. Yeah, the chayra is a good taina. On that, the Orech Shabbos is an interesting Kiddush, which the Maaseh, the Poskim, seems to take on. He says he's investigated the facts. He's spoken to the Mumchim. Nizbar lo nama Mumchim, on Yatsum Tachoy Manal, who will make this stuff. Sheh Oifen boy who made it to Reach, Aboysim, Achelish Rusim. Really, the smell that comes out is not from the water mixing with this block. What he says is, how does the smell come? The smell comes from the block itself. What happens is, though, that after a while, the block gets dried. It gets like crusty. And therefore, the smell stops coming out. When the water runs over it, the water undoes the crust, and now that block is its own scent off. So, mainly, you're not being moed reich on the water at all. That's not your main thing. The main smell, says the Orech Shabbos, that comes is from the fact that the block gives a spray, a smell into the air. I mean, that's posh. Someone takes air freshener, for example, and he sprays air freshener into the air, and it smells lovely if you walk into the place. There's no way it's moed reich. You're not being moed reich on anything. Nothing, the air is nothing tangible, so you're not being moed reich on anything. The only shag is if you're making the water moed reich. Says Orech Shabbos, he's found out that the maisa, that's not the main smell that comes from over here, is nothing to do with the water. It's not the smell in the water. It's the smell from the block. The only problem is that at the beginning, when the block is left for a bit of time not being used, the toilet hasn't been used, it gets crusty. There's a little layer of dried crust which goes around it, and that prevents the smell. By you washing it and you letting the water run over it, all you're doing is you're releasing the crust and enabling the smell to come out. Now maybe he tells there's no problem at all of moilid reach on this thing over here. It's a chiddush to me. And therefore he tells that you may use, if it's a colourless one, one may use. And Taka Rav Vosner, in that tshuva which he speaks about, where he says, Lamaisa, his derech is to be machmir on the colour ones, he says, Avosobim belitseva. However, the one which has got no colouring in, Kenire is mutter. It seems to be it's mutter, but then he finishes off with a machik loy shayach b'zeh. There's no problem of smoothing. You might tie, I don't know what it means that when you let the water run over it, maybe it's a problem issue of smoothing. The chol zeh in efsha, I finish off kedai lahachme. I don't know what that means. Interesting, but it means there's a mokum lahachme even with the colorless one. The Urcha Shabbos seems to be maker with the colorless one. He seems to be taking on that the colorless one is not a problem of moedid reah, no problem. Tzvi, obviously, there's no problem of moedid reah, and therefore one may use the colorless one. It looks like Rav Ozner's got a mokum lahachme even on the colorless one. Okay, wait.
First?
Thank you.